Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limmler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we're approaching the middle of the week spending this week focused on we're learning to wait. Been looking each day at a different aspect of how God would have us to wait. And our attitudes as we wait, what we should do as we wait. Today's topic within that week's focus is on waiting with hope. In a lot of ways, this is similar to Monday's topic on waiting with expectation. Because I like to define hope as this confident expectation. But it's one of those things that we have a hard time defining, we have a hard time grasping hold of. We tend to know when we don't have it, but we're a little more vague on how to live with hope. The psalmist writes and he says, "We wait with hope for the Lord, for He is our help and shield." I think that's a good combination, a good pairing. As we learn to wait with hope, we recognize that God is our help. And He's our shield. You see, it's in those times of waiting that without hope, we turn inward. We are filled with despair. We are, well, hopeless. And many times we travel down that path because, well, we feel unprotected. We feel that there is no help, that we're on our own and we're in over our head. And waiting has a way of amplifying all of those feelings of hopelessness, all of those feelings of isolation, all of those feelings that I am in over my head. That's why it's so important that we learn to put our hope in God. And that as we experience those times of waiting, that our hope not only sustains us, but it grows. There's so many times that we become impatient. And our hope wanes because we want results now. And sometimes we're simply not ready for the results that we want. Or the results that we want aren't really for our good. And learning to wait with hope puts us in a position to know God as our help and our shield. So many times it's in that process of waiting that we find the help that we need. It's in that process of waiting that we receive the protection that we need. It's easy to rush into danger and find ourselves in big trouble. But learning to wait allows God's Spirit to prompt us, to heighten our senses, to prepare us for what we can't see. You see, I think that's the critical part of waiting with hope, is that we have this awareness of God's Spirit being with us. I often suspect that one of the reasons that we don't talk a lot about God's Spirit living within us, we don't often live by the Spirit, is because we're too busy. The Spirit rarely is that squeaky wheel that gets the grease, so to speak. It's this ever-present help in time of need, but we have to call upon it. We have to live with an awareness. And waiting with hope helps us, because it helps us see beyond the current circumstances, no matter how difficult they may appear, no matter how large the obstacle may seem. And learning to wait with hope says that God has a way. And it teaches us that our ways are not necessarily effective all of the time. And especially when we're dealing with this battle that's not flesh and blood, that's a spiritual battle. And waiting with hope says, I have someone on my side that is stronger than I am. It's stronger than the enemy is. And if I go into battle ahead of my protection, I'm going to lose most of the time, if not all of the time. But if I wait with hope on the help and shield that God has given me, then the battle belongs to Him. It's one of those areas that we look at in life. And we use these phrases about fools rushing in. And yet, we do it every day. And waiting with hope involves spending time with God every day, walking in relationship with Him, living life in conversation, in communion with Him, spending time in prayer where we're talking to God, where we're listening, where we're allowing His Word and His Spirit to transform us, to change us into the likeness of Jesus. You see, none of that happens well when we're in a hurry. One of the things that most people will say is, I would read the Bible more, I would pray more, if I just had more time. Well, guess what? We all have the same amount. And granted, some are committed in their time more than others. Some are overcommitted in their time. But it's that old adage of, what's important? What do I start the day saying, no matter what, this has to happen? And when we begin to put time with God into that category, and learn to wait for the Lord, we discover that He is indeed our help and our shield. Life has a way of tugging at us, And sometimes it just grabs a hold of us and tries to drag us away from what we know is right. And we have a tendency, many of us at least, to resist that tugging in our own strength for as long as we can. But what would happen to all of those temptations we face if in that first awareness of a tugging away, we went to God and waited for His help, for His protection, for His shield? And as I've talked about in this week already, this isn't a waiting that simply stops doing. It simply stops. This is a rather active waiting. It's drawing near to God and allowing Him to prepare us for whatever's next. It's a waiting of preparation. It's a waiting of growth. And God's desire is that you and I would wait with great hope, because we wait not just for the Lord, we wait in the Lord. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself. You've given us the gift of Your Spirit, the very presence, the essence of who You are, to dwell within us, to be an ever-present help in our time of need. Father, when we experience times where we feel like we're waiting, where we're in between what we've accomplished and what we need to do, may we learn to wait with great hope. This awareness and knowledge and expectation that You are continuing to work and the work that You accomplish through our waiting will be good. Father, as we wait with this hope, may we realize the help that You give, the protection that You provide. Father, help us to not outrun our coverage. To walk in step with You, to spend time, not just every day, but consistently each day, throughout each day, with an awareness of Your presence. With a conversation that listens, with a desire to not only know Your Word, but to allow Your Word to change us, to form us. Father, may we see the times that we wait as being productive times. And God, for those today that are in the middle of a season of waiting, that are filled with despair, that are wondering when this season will end, I pray that You would specifically speak to them through Your Word, through Your Spirit, and remind them of your love. And remind them of your promise that you are an ever-present help. Not just an ever-present help when we're in the midst of the battle, but an ever-present help when we're waiting. When uncertainty fills our hearts and our minds. When the unknown overtakes every thought that we have. And Father, as those struggles take place, may we be reminded of the hope that is ours in Christ. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that you would surround them with caring and loving adults and mentors and peers that share with them the hope that can be found in Christ. Father, statistics show the growing hopelessness among young people in so many parts of our world. So many parts of our country. Many times they feel that they're in a season of waiting, that they're not adults yet, they're not yet able to do what they want, to do what their desires would lead them to. And Father, sometimes that's a good thing, they're not able to do that yet, that their desires and their wants need to be transformed and conformed in to what you would want. Father, for those children, those young people in our communities, in our homes, our churches that are struggling with this sense of hopelessness, may we help direct them to the help and shield that is found in Jesus. May we teach by our words and by our example of how to find hope in the midst of waiting and how to hold on to that hope when we can't see the end of the tunnel, when the darkness seems to have overtaken us. May we continue to live as the light of Jesus so that those young people around us that are walking in darkness would see at least a glimmer of that light, and that hope would grow within them. Father, as your word tells us, may we always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, doing so with gentleness and respect. And God, since we need to be ready, may we live in a way that that hope is seen so that people ask. Father, today I continue to pray for friends of mine who are grieving the loss of loved ones, who are praying anxiously and continually for loved ones who are sick, who are struggling just in the day-to-day living of life. And I pray for each one that they would experience and know the hope that is theirs in Jesus. And may each one of us lift Him up at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.